This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Football Friday on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
All right, welcome back to a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Football Fridays here on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sal Capaccio with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We had 22 predictions come in. Most of you saying the Bills will win the Super Bowl. Cannot deny or help fans and want to even to have that optimism, right? They have a Super Bowl caliber team, that's for sure. You know, can't be mad or make fun of it when you've been so close and have the ability to be able to do it, because they certainly do. And it all starts Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens here at Highmark Stadium. The final home opener. Guys, this morning, Jeremy and Joe were doing some home opener memories. Going down memory lane, talking about the drought years. Yep. I wasn't living here. I didn't go to any of those games, the home openers during the drought years. But I went to some before that, the early 90s, the Super Bowl years, when they crushed, just destroyed the Rams 1 year in a home opener. Lost to the Dolphins 1 year when Louis Oliver had like a 103 or 104-yard interception return. I think he had three interceptions that game. I think Van Miller said, Hurricane Oliver came to Orchard Park, something like that. Van had a great way with words. It was great. I remember Steelers, 91, I think it was, home opener was Jim Kelly, I think, threw five touchdown passes. Don Beebe caught four of them, and after the fourth one, Beebe put up four fingers for his fourth touchdown. It was great. It was awesome. And then, you know, the last several years, last year was a tricky one. The Bills were down. They were down 17-3. They came back. They took a lead, and then they gave up a touchdown on a kickoff return against the Cardinals. Home opener before that was 2021. They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Blocked punt went the other way. You know, it can go either way in these week one games, man. Last year, the Ravens opened at Kansas City on that Thursday night game because the Chiefs were the defending champs, and that's when Isaiah Likely had his foot touchdown out of bounds, and the Ravens wound up losing at the very end. And that game loomed large for their season and their record at the end of the day. Speaking of Isaiah Likely, he is not going to play in this game. And I'm not even going to use the pun, he's unlikely to play. But truly, that's what it is. Because he has been out, people have been reporting that he's not going to play. I don't think Patrick Ricard is going to play in this game either, just by watching the reports from Baltimore reporters. And I think Patrick Ricard, losing him is a huge, huge blow. Because the way the Ravens want to play, the way that they want to line up and run right at you with Derrick Henry, especially in shorter yardage, bringing in their big fullback, Patrick Ricard, just forces you. It's not even that it's tough to stop. It is already tough to stop. It forces you as a defense to do things that you don't want to do or that you're not comfortable doing and put you in position that is a little different. So if he doesn't play, I think that's a massive blow. But it looks like Jaire Alexander could be on the field. I'm interested in that. He's a fantastic talent, but he doesn't practice. He's been like out for the last 4 weeks, 5 weeks of practice. I think August 4th was the last practice until this week. So what does that look like for them? Is he fresh and ready to go, or is it someone you want to say, okay, let's test him a little bit? Pretty interesting. Let's get to your week one NFL schedule. It started last night with the Eagles beating the Dallas Cowboys 24-20 as they tried to defend their Super Bowl championship. So Eagles 1-0, Cowboys 0-1. We will have Sean McDermott, by the way, in a little while when he's done with his TV production meeting. He'll give us a call, and I'll have him for you right away. And as soon as that happens, you will know here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. So stick with us right here. Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us as soon as he becomes available. Tonight, Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. 8 o'clock Eastern time start. Chargers, can they be the team that overtakes the Chiefs in the AFC West? Will it be the Denver Broncos? Will nobody do it? Big test tonight for them, of course. And is it the team that, you know, some people have really thought would be with Justin Herbert that hasn't been able to kind of come to fruition yet? Let's get to your Sunday 1 o'clock slate. As you prepare for Bills Ravens, heading out to the stadium, you're tailgating, whatever you're doing beforehand. Two teams that will play the Bills this year from the NFC South. The Buccaneers are at the Falcons, and that's a massive game in the NFC South because both those teams are expecting to contend. You have Baker Mayfield against Michael Penix. I'm interested to see that Falcons high-flying offense. It's supposed to be, but could have an interesting team in Atlanta. And the Bills play there on a Monday night. Tampa comes to Buffalo on a Sunday afternoon, November 16th. Interestingly enough, the Bills will wear different uniforms against both these teams. When Tampa comes to town, the Bills will wear their standing Buffalo. And the same thing with when they go to Atlanta. But anyway, the Bucs will not wear their old, like, creamsicles here in Buffalo, but the Falcons will go back to a throwback red helmet against the Bills that Monday night. Bengals at Browns. What's the status of Myles Garrett? Have we heard anything on that today? I have not. Maybe you have, Josh, but Myles Garrett missed practice yesterday with a hip injury, I believe. So, boy, it's already tough enough to stop the Bengals. You got to stop them without Myles Garrett? Woo! Let's see if he winds up playing. In the meantime, the Bengals might have to win a lot of games like 35-30 this year, because their defense has not looked good in the preseason. Lots of reports that they're going to be struggling on defense, but they do have Trey Hendrickson back, which obviously is very good for them. And they have the ability, by the way, to win 35-30 or 40-35 if you want, because they can score with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins in that group. Dolphins are at the Colts. I have no idea what to expect in this game because the Colts are going with Daniel Jones, which he actually could be pretty good for them. But how good, I don't know, because the Colts are a team that I think is probably about a 500 team that could go either way, competing in a lesser division, if you will. The Dolphins, I just don't think the Dolphins are going to be that great this year, that good. They've gone through a lot of changes on defense. Their secondary is very questionable right now. If Tua stays healthy, they'll score some points. We know that. Will he stay healthy? Tyreek Hill's getting a little bit older, but he still has that speed. This game has kind of gone back and forth with who's favored. Dolphins, Colts. It's kind of gone back and forth all week. Panthers are at the Jags, the first game for Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen as head coach. Travis Hunter, he's on the injury report. Wide receiver, defensive back. Let's see what they do with him, where they use him. And I'm interested to see Bryce Young and, you know, the way that he came back after his benching and finished last year, I think Bryce Young did a nice job. And I think they did a nice job with him. And Dave Canales in that group. So we'll see. These are this is a team, the Panthers, that the Bills will play later this year. They don't play the Jags. Raiders are at the Patriots. I would think most Bills fans would be rooting hard for the Raiders here just because it is the Patriots. Give them a loss right away. Because if you see the Patriots go out there with Drake May and just suddenly start lighting it up, you might get a little, what do we got here with the Patriots, right? Especially against a Raiders team that I don't think is going to be that great. But hey, Pete Carroll's back. We'll see. How about the news that Amari Cooper retired? You see that? Amari Cooper retired?
We're doing our wide receiver fantasy league, wide receiver only fantasy league, Jeremy, Joe, and a couple of the other guys. I drafted Amari Cooper towards the end of the draft. And,
yeah, I took a flyer on him.
But it
just
was
like the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, hey, maybe he'll show back up in a month or so and want to play again. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Raiders at Patriots at 1 o'clock. Patriots first game with Mike Vrabel as head coach, Drake May, promising young quarterback, of course, Stephon Diggs. We'll see where it goes with them. Cardinals at Saints. I'm not expecting much from the Saints this year. They're starting Spencer Rattler at quarterback. Great name, by the way, right? What a great name for an NFL quarterback or anything. Arizona Cardinals. I mean, Cardinals are one of those teams where they really can look great at times, and then, what do we got here? Kyler Murray, James Conner, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride. I mean, they have an offense, man. I think they're going to go to the Saints and handle business, but they're just kind of team, the Cardinals, where you just don't know what to expect sometimes on a weekly basis. Is this like, what do we call this game? The Revenge Bowl of some sort. You got the Jets and Steelers kind of essentially traded quarterbacks in the offseason, right? Justin Fields was on the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers was on the Jets. Now Rodgers is with the Steelers. Fields is on the Jets. They're playing week one. They kind of know each other's personnel a little bit because of that. Is it a revenge bowl? I don't know. How good is Aaron Rodgers now? I don't know. Didn't think he was that great in New York, but he did. He did have a kind of nice finish to the season a little bit last year as the season went on. Opening game for the Jets, Aaron Glenn as head coach. Bills go to the Jets next week. Boy, if the Jets were to win this game and the Bills happen to lose, the Bills would go to New York next week with the Jets having a chance to go 2-0 and the Bills 0-2 by beating them, which reminds me of last year when that happened. And if the Jets had beaten the Bills, it would have been, oh my God, the Jets are like leading the division by a couple games. Remember the Bills beat them? There was the firing of the coach right before that, Robert Saleh, and everything kind of turned out the way it's supposed to turn out. The New York Giants, who, by the way, one of our callers today predicted to win the NFC, are at the Washington Commanders. I asked Josh earlier. We had some people say the Bills would go 17-0, and we had some people say we had one guy say the Giants would win the NFC. I asked Joe, what's more likely, the Bills go 17-0 or the Giants win the NFC?
I
think the Giants is probably right.
The Giants is right.
You just never know. I mean, they did make the playoffs a few years ago.
Right.
And they do have some talent on the team. And a lot of people think their defense in front seven is really good.
I think that's honestly
the key. And I think that is true.
Is if the defense is really good, like everyone thinks they will be, then as long as Jackson Dart is serviceable, you're not that bad of a team. It's kind of crazy saying that after they lose Saquon Barkley.
Commanders with Jaden Daniels, I mean, he can be really special, and he was last year, obviously, but C.J. Stroud was too 2 years ago, and it didn't happen the second year. And you just have to see it again, right? Now you have film on him. Teams have watched him, and do they catch up to him a little bit? We'll see. Giants at Commanders, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Same thing. Well, actually, 4:05 start. Titans at Broncos. Spoiler alert, I'm taking the Broncos in my survivor pool, and I'm also in a loser pool where I'm taking the Titans. So I'm going to keep those two same teams in both pools. So if the Titans win, I'm out of everything. I can't see the Titans winning at Denver. That type of environment with Cam Ward, a rookie starting quarterback, going against a second-year Bo Nix with Sean Payton and that defense. And that Broncos defense is legit. They just signed Nick Bonino, by the way, to a extension. Very well deserved. So I'm going to go with the Broncos here. It's one of the biggest favorites on the board. I think they should take care of business. 49ers at Seahawks. A lot of this might hinge on if Christian McCaffrey plays or not. We'll get an injury report later from the 49ers, the Seahawks, everybody else, but we'll find out. Who's the starting quarterback in Seattle? Sam Darnold, right? I keep forgetting that. That's why I have to ask.
I keep forgetting
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, the two of them are newcomers there, and it's like, What's that going to be? If Sam Darnold can kind of muster up some sort of what he had in the, because he's bounced around so much over the past couple of years. If he can pick the best parts of all those last few appearances, I think he might actually be a good fit for Seattle.
I mean, I think he's been a good fit last few years where, you know, in Minnesota where he was, he's kind of had a bit of a resurrection, of course, last year, but mostly. I don't think Sam Darnold is terrible, right? I mean, I think he can play, but you got to give him some weapons. They might have some. They have some in Seattle. Of course, no more DK Metcalf. He's now in Pittsburgh as well. Detroit at Green Bay. I mean, a lot of people are down on the Lions, and I won't lie, I'm kind of down on them too. I think when you have such a great coordinator that we have talked up and we have seen in Ben Johnson and even Aaron Glenn, they lost both coordinators, right? And both coordinators were very integral to their success. So Dan Campbell's got to kind of have to redo all of that. In the meantime, the Packers get Micah Parsons. He's got the back issue now. But Jordan Love, all those receivers. I think Jaden Reed, a little question on him playing. But boy, Matthew Golden looks really good. Lions can still, you know, they still have talent. They no doubt about that. And Jahmyr Gibbs, Aiden Hutchinson on defense. I think it's a good game. 425 start, Lions at Packers. Also at 425 start, Texans are at the Rams. I mean, this one is like, what is going on with Matthew Stafford? He's playing now. He's practicing now. Is he going to be kind of at the level of what you'd expect? I don't know if you can expect that at this point. After the age, the injuries catching up, more injuries. Texans, I just talked about C.J. Stroud. What a really disappointing, I would say, year last year for C.J. Stroud. Then they move on from Ben Slowick in the offseason, their offensive coordinator. He's now in Miami helping out with their passing game. Texans have some talent on defense. We saw them get after the quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs the week before the Chiefs played the Bills in the AFC Championship. That was the divisional round game, and the Texans played a nice game. Not enough to beat the Chiefs, but we'll see if they can get after Matthew Stafford here, and I think they have a fighting chance to win this game. Bills play Sunday night against the Ravens, of course. Bills will be wearing their all-blue jerseys and pants. Then Monday night, you have Vikings at Bears. The debut of J.J. McCarthy against Caleb Williams. Two guys in the same draft class, just that we didn't see J.J. McCarthy last year because of the injury. So J.J. McCarthy makes his debut. He got some receiver issues there. Justin Jefferson's back, I believe. Now he's playing, he's practicing, but he had some issues. But Jordan Addison is not. He's suspended.
I think McCarthy's going to be good. I think that year off honestly probably helps a little bit in terms of just watching the game and understanding the speed. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually going to be pretty good this year in terms of, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have been saying like, oh, he didn't play last year. He's not adjusted the game speed yet. He's a year behind everybody else. But like, what did Caleb Williams do? Right? Like he had a decent year, but it's by no means what they expected. So.
And Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah.
He's a really good coach. Right. All right, let's do this. I haven't heard from when Sean McDermott is calling, but I want to make sure we give enough space for it. So why don't we take a quick timeout? Want to do that? We'll take a quick timeout, and then and hopefully then we'll get him in the break or right after that, because I know he's doing some other production meetings right now. He got TV. It's a national game. So we will hear from the Bills head coach. And just keep it right here. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then after Sean McDermott, we'll have time to get Patrick Hammer on to talk about weather for Sunday night. So hopefully we'll have Sean McDermott right after this timeout, but sometime after that. So keep it tuned right here on the Northtown Automotive Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Once again, my pleasure to welcome in weekly here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott for his weekly Friday appearance, and sometimes other days, depending on when the Bills play. Coach, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me once again today and this year.
Good morning to you also, Sal, and to everyone out there. It's good to be with you again this year here.
It is the start of another NFL season. What does starting football mean to you? And I know that there's different starts along the way, right? Training camp and preseason, but the start of the regular season, week one, what does it mean to you?
You know, it's always exciting. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns every season. Now this being my 20 plus year, 25, 26, I'm not really sure. I lost track, but a lot of openers and this will be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to having our crowd, looking forward to opening up at home. You know, it's good to be around this type of year and this type of community that supports the team the way that our fans do. And it's start of the school year with kids in the community as well. And so, just an exciting time of year.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a lot of kids already this morning getting on their buses wearing their Bills gear. And it's Football Friday around Buffalo, no doubt about it. Everybody's pumped for the opener. And, of course, it's the final home opener here at Highmark Stadium. And Coach, you have really made it a point since you've been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills to defend our dirt, as you say. And your team, since 2020, has the highest regular season and playoff combined winning percentage, 824 at home. Why is it so important, and how have you been able to cultivate that home field advantage into success?
Well, you got to have a lot of pride in where you're from and what you stand for in life. And that's no different now in football and how we treat this stadium, how we treat our community. And we take a lot of pride in ourselves and where we're from and who we play for and how we play. So in particular, playing at home, we've created a culture and a standard. And it's important for us when we take the field anywhere, but in particular at home.
All right, Coach, let's get to some injuries and, of course, the Barnes Firm injury report. Injured, call the Barnes Firm. And we want to get to your the practice today, of course, and anybody you want to declare out if you're going to do so for Sunday.
Yeah, so not counting anyone out at this point. Tre'Davious and Tyler, Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass, neither of those two will practice. We'll see how they go through the weekend here.
Okay, and then Elijah Moore missed with a personal day yesterday. Is he back today? Is everything okay there?
Yes, he is back today, and will practice in full today.
Okay, if Tre'Davious White can't go, I would think that most people would expect it would be either Dorian Strong or Jamarcus Ingram on the field. You do have Dane Jackson and other players on the practice squad as well, but I want to ask you about the rookie Dorian Strong a little bit, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We heard from Bobby Babich yesterday say that the jump he's made over the last 2 weeks has been pretty incredible. What have you seen from the sixth-round rookie?
Well, he has. He's done a good job. Jamarcus Ingram has done a nice job also, and they've been splitting reps. And You know, we'll see how it goes if we have to do that come game time. You know, what you want from all young players is that they grow, they develop. There's going to be some growing pains through that process of getting the experience that they need. But, you know, Dorian in this case has approached that challenge head on.
And, of course, Jamarcus, you bring him up. It's hard to believe he's been in the system 3-4 years now. What have you seen from the growth of Jamarcus Ingram in your time?
Well, if you remember last year, prior to last year, he was on the practice squad, and then he was kind of, you know, activated at times. Last year, he was on the active and made a big contribution to our team early third of the season there. And so it's good to have him back. He's certainly more experienced than he was last year, and another guy that really embraces, you know, trying to become the best that he can become.
I just want to get to a couple other rookies here, Coach, because obviously on the defensive line, you invested a couple of draft picks there, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders. What have you seen from those two throughout preseason and training camp?
You see the ability. They flash in their own ways. They're two different players or style of player, but they're both you know, talented. And I think, again, with any young player, you're seeing the flashes on the field. You're watching them grow off the field and how they're becoming pros off the field, and they're going to play quite a bit Sunday night there. And again, they'll get some valuable reps and experience that I'm sure they'll carry with them through the rest of the season.
That was the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right, Coach, some changes in special teams with the rules, some changes in special teams on your staff. You have a new coordinator, also no more Justin Tucker. Also, your team has allowed a special teams touchdown in 3 of the last 4 openers. I'm sure not something you want to see, but how important is buttoning that up in this game against this team, which obviously will have very, very few margin for error?
Well, you're right. Really good team, talented, well-coached, a lot of high picks on that roster, and they seem to continue to add to it every year, with whether it be through free agency trades or the draft. And, you know, matchups are tough. But I think, again, just overall, relative to the special teams piece, you've got to be able to win 2 of the 3 phases. So special teams factors in big time when you play games and opponents like this.
And then, of course, on offense, we all know they have Lamar Jackson, they have Derrick Henry. It's always a challenge. How unique is it, though, throughout your time coaching football, to see a team that can bring that much of a versatility, I guess? They can big boy you, they can be athletic, they can be explosive. You have to defend everything.
You do. And the uniqueness of what they can do and how many different styles of offense they have is unique, but that's also the challenge I think you look forward to, right? So we're not ones to back down from a challenge. You got to figure out a way to crack the code, and then you got to go execute it. So a lot of layers to it, but our guys have worked hard this offseason and through training camp.
Give fans a little sense of what happens on Sunday night. I know we've probably talked about this over the years with you, but how do you prepare for a game? How does the team, how does it work for you guys? It's not a 1 o'clock game. What do you do on a home Sunday night game, and how you get the guys ready and yourself ready to play later in the evening?
Right. So the way we do it, teams are a little bit different. The way we handle it is we'll have our normal Saturday meetings. The players will go to the hotel to get a good night's rest, hopefully Saturday night. We'll bring them in for a meal and for a brief walkthrough early afternoon or late morning, and then just get them up, get them moving around, thinking football a little bit, and then they'll have a few hours to go back home, and then they'll come back for the game. So one of the things we always warn them about in games like this, or anytime we play at home for that matter, is the traffic. And so you know, watching our players sometimes have to deal with traffic, it's great because we've got a lot of fans coming to the games, but we try and warn them ahead of time, especially players who have not played here before. You better get here early enough to avoid that traffic because they come out in droves, which is awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. And we had Andy Major on a little bit earlier today in the morning, and obviously with the construction, that's even more important now to everybody to kind of know where they go. Get in your seats and be ready for a football game, because from the jump, from the opening kickoff, I'm sure the Buffalo Bills need Bills Mafia in full throttle rooting on their team. Last thing for you, Coach. At halftime, I know you'll be busy. I'm going to watch that drone show. I've never seen a drone show, only on TV. Have you ever seen a drone show?
I think on TV. Yeah, I've never really personally experienced one. So you'll have to take some videos for me, Sal, and send them to me in the offseason.
I get it. All right. I know you'll be busy. Good luck on Sunday night. It's great to have you back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I know you got a lot more to get to today, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
All right. You got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. So, no one is declared out on Sunday, but no practice today for Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass. We'll see where that goes. You could tell he didn't really want to get into who's going to be playing, and of course not, right? Whether it's Jamarcus Ingram or it's Dorian Strong, if it's not going to be Tre'Davious White. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes with Sunday night and how all of that gets put together. So, also the Ravens dealing with their injuries, you know, and that will be very interesting. How they're going to play things if they don't have Patrick Ricard, if they don't have Isaiah Likely. We have weather, obviously, to get to, and we'll do that right now with WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer, because if you're going to the game, you're going to want to know how to dress, and that's where our guy comes in to let you know.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire, here's Patrick.
Have a time!
And we welcome in on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the West Her Hotline, Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for doing this again this year.
So good to be with you, Sal. I loved hearing the fact that, hey, this game may be delayed because the players can't make it to the stadium on time because of traffic. I think that happened with Spencer Brown a couple years ago. He was like, had no idea that the crowds getting into the stadium would be so heavy, and he was like late.
Yeah, I mean, it is a challenge normally, but now with the construction and the traffic,
right?
I would just say everyone needs to be ready and prepared. And here's the biggest thing: have a plan, right? I mean, just have a plan. Right. Don't just wake up and go, "Oh yeah, I'm going to leave for the game at 3-4 o'clock. We'll see how it goes." I mean, that might work for you, but really, you need to have a plan. And you know what Andy Major said? Carpool as much as possible. They lost like 1,000 yeah. parking spots. They're trying to get some of those back through different things, but no doubt that's a challenge. Also, have a plan for the weather, Patrick, right? I mean, you always should have a plan for the weather, and I know that we've had some changes here over the last week with how warm it got, how cool it is maybe right now and into Sunday night for this time of year. What are we looking at Sunday night?
Yeah, I liked how you were talking about the drone show. If you remember, the drone show last year got canceled because of weather. That was that game against the 49ers, and it snowed a lot longer than expected, and thus they had to cancel the show, I believe. This Sunday, we're not looking at that. It's interesting, you think of home openers, and you think, okay, they're probably generally warm. I went back and looked at the last 5 home openers, including last year, the home opener against the Cardinals. It was like 60 degrees. It's kind of like how it's going to be on this Sunday. It's not going to be the warmest home opener ever. Granted, it's a night game. But here's what we have expected into game time. First of all, it's going to feel like a week 8 game, not a week 1 game weather-wise. It's going to be in the 50s to low 60s much of your Sunday. If you're heading out to tailgate, it's hoodie weather, okay? It's going to be on the cool side. Luckily, there won't be much wind. You may wake up early, and there could be some rain showers around. That can't be ruled out. That's Sunday morning. But during the day, I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be, again, 50s, low 60s. As we get closer to kickoff, any clouds, an odd shower possible. Not likely, but possible Sunday afternoon. But as we get closer to kickoff, I think the weather looks fine. Kickoff temperature, mid-50s, and we don't have a wind issue either. So I think we're looking, all in all, this is really, really good football weather leading into
Yeah,
Sunday.
I mean, listen, if you told me, all right, regardless of month, I mean, September, you want it warmer, right? No doubt about it. I get it. But if you told me that's the weather for every single home game, I would take it.
Right.
Like if you said, Sal, you could sign up right now for the rest of your time on the sidelines, every single Bills home game would be that weather, I would take it.
Yeah, and again, I think the biggest takeaway is no wind. Especially with a new kicker potentially kicking for us, right?
That's right, yeah.
And he hasn't kicked in Highmark yet.
Hey, you pay attention, man. Look at that guy. He pays attention. Matt Prater was signed to the practice squad, and Sean McDermott just told us a little while ago, just to recap for everybody, that Tyler Bass will not practice today, but he's not ruled out. But you're right. It could have a new kicker and obviously a veteran, but it's always different kicking in that stadium, especially with the wind, which you say is not going to be a factor, and no precipitation either on Sunday night.
No, Sunday night we should be fine. Again, I can't rule out a shower during the day, but for game time, I think we're good. It's just going to be, yeah, it's going to feel like, wait, this is kickoff. This looks like, you know, we should be heading into a bye week. Just the temperature wise, it's going to be in the 50s.
All right. So if you're staying around to the end of the game, it's going to end maybe around 11:30 or so. What are we looking at really at night leaving the stadium? How cold, how well should people dress to be prepared for maybe any change in temperature?
It's funny to talk cold opening night, but I'm telling you, it's true though. I mean, let's be real. It's early September and it's going to be in the low 50s when the game's over. It's going to feel fine, but just, walking back to your car, heading home, there's no weather to deal with. It's just, it's going to be on the cool side for sure Sunday night.
I am looking ahead to next week already in New Jersey. I'm not going to ask you for the forecast. It looks really nice, but are we in store for a little bit of a warm-up here as well? Because it looks like right now, Jets, afternoon, Meadowlands, mid-70s. What are we looking at here throughout the week after what we have on Sunday night?
Okay, so there's no summer, like late summer rally coming temperature-wise anytime soon, meaning next week is going to be kind of like what we saw this week. Temperatures, 70s, some upper 60s, so it looks pretty decent. And I think leading into next weekend, if anything, we'll probably be trending in a slightly warmer weather pattern. Way too early to talk rain out there or anything like that. There's nothing tropical. You remember, sometimes we see these tropical systems heading to the East Coast way out ahead. I don't see that being a threat. So that happened against Baltimore a few years ago with the Bills game there. But this it's looking pretty quiet next week and feeling good about week two.
So I guess I wanted to ask you a little bit about the season, but you know, I guess we'll wait on all that. We have another night game. I was just thinking the other day about, like, you had a night game Sunday, the next home game is a night game as well, which is Thursday night, right? I mean, I don't know. I like Sunday afternoon games early in the season. I think Orchard Park looks great. I mean, you're going to give me that weather you said for this Sunday night. I'll take it every week, like I said. But I kind of also want a warm game in the afternoon, to be quite honest with you, Pat.
Isn't it funny how we just covet those Sunday 1 o'clock games now?
I mean, I know.
I mean, especially for those of us in the working world, you got kids, you got school to think about Monday. It's like, and Sunday is the longest day ever, of course, because you're waiting 24 hours for an 8 o'clock kickoff. But yeah, it's, I like the 1 o'clock games too, but you know, it's what we got. And I think, what is it? The first three out of four games are at home. That's crazy. That happened a couple years ago. Was it last year? Our first three home games were right in a row, right?
Not the first 3 weeks, but they did have a bunch early on for sure. And, you know, this year they have the one afternoon home game against the Saints, but three of the first four are night games because then it's a Monday night. I'm sorry, another Sunday nighter, this one against the Patriots. So really only one afternoon Sunday home game until you get to the Chiefs a little bit later in the year.
And this is the time of the year where 1 o'clock on a Sunday could be elite here, you know, but, weather-wise, that is. So, that's what we got. Enjoy these nights. We've been becoming a lot more familiar.
I'm not going to ask you to know offhand the weather in Sao Paulo, Brazil tonight, so I'll just let you know from what I'm seeing. Oh, it should be pretty nice. Mid-60s, low-60s, pretty calm before the Chargers and Chiefs tonight.
Going to be watching. Yeah, they're not at a totally different latitude than us, believe it or not. So it's, Sao Paulo is one of the largest cities on the planet. Did you know that? It's massive.
Really?
From a population standpoint, and it just it's just a different world how big that place is. But great that the NFL's playing there.
Really appreciate you agreeing to be on again this year. Looking forward to our chats every single week. We'll have to adjust along the way for different Monday nights and Thursday nights and all those kinds of things. But we'll talk to you again next Friday because the Bills will be at the Jets at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford. So talk to you next Friday. Have a great weekend, a great week, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Sal. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist, getting you set and ready for weather for Sunday Night Football. You know, he's right. Waiting all day for Sunday night is like the truest catchphrase. Remember when they came up with that in like years ago? Waiting all day for Sunday night. I'm singing. But it's true. Like, that's the catchphrase, and it's totally right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll kind of recap not only what Sean McDermott said here, but also a couple extra items he has said with the local media after meeting with me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He went and did his weekly briefing with the local media in the media room, and a couple other notes on players that we'll get to after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Not counting anyone out at this point. Tre'Davious White and Tyler Bass, neither of those two will practice. We'll see how they go through the weekend here.
That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott with the injury report news of the morning. That's the Barnes Firm injury report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So, Tre'Davious White, Tyler Bass won't practice today, but he's not ruling anybody out. Also, McDermott, meeting with the rest of the local media after he was done here on the radio, said that right now he feels good about Keon Coleman playing Sunday, as well as Christian Benford, but that the reason why Keon's on the injury report is the groin injury is something that dates back to training camp, and he actually had a bit of a flare-up this week. And part of the reason is, and this is why the number of injuries matter, not just the players, Keon was taking a few more reps than normal because of the other injuries, which is why that happened. So that's what he just said to the local media down at One Bills Drive. We have full coverage for you at WGR550.com, and of course you can find what Sean McDermott said on demand at WGR550.com and on the Odyssey app. You know, everybody does their predictions and everybody does their previews. For many years, I've gone on different outlets, different radio stations. I have a Baltimore radio interview this week, right? Coming up later today, I'll be on with Jason Lacanfora over there. National. So I had one this week. It's never happened to me before. I was interviewed by Time Magazine. Yes. I received a random email from a guy the other day, and he said, "Hey, Sal, I'm doing a story on Bills Ravens and the Bills in Buffalo. Could you give me a call?" And I actually had to Google to make sure that I'm calling the right person, right? You never know. And I'm like, yeah, this guy, he's legit. So I called him back, and we had a really good talk the other day about the Bills and the Ravens and Buffalo and what it means to be a part of this community and football in this community, what Bills Mafia means to this community and the philanthropy that goes on here. But yeah, I got to say, I never thought I'd be interviewed by Time Magazine to talk about the Buffalo Bills, to be honest with you, Josh. Pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Next Time Man of the Year right now?
I don't think so. I don't know when that's coming out, by the way. I was looking. It's not out. I'm guessing this weekend, right, before the game, either tomorrow or Sunday morning.
Have some light reading during the day while you're waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So check it out. I'll make sure I tweet it out. But Sean Gregory was the author's name who I spoke with and interviewed me for Time Magazine. Real quick, let's get to James in Cheektowaga, who wants to chime in on the season. Hi, James.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
So I got a prediction. I think we go 14-3. We beat the Ravens. I think we tie our record with the Ravens. But since we beat them this week, we get the one seed, they get the two seed. We beat whoever we play in the divisional. We face the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. And then It's one of them games, but it's a shootout. Mahomes is coming down to try and win it in the last drive, and then Trey White picks him off in the end zone to send us to the Super Bowl.
Love it.
And I think we go to the Super Bowl and we win the Super Bowl.
It's a great way to end the season. It's a great way to end our predictions here on the first Buffalo Football Friday of the regular season, and hopefully many, many more to come even after the regular season, right? How many, many more can you have? Six, seven, whatever. However many it takes to do exactly what James and Cheektowaga said and so many of you said. Thank you so much for all the phone calls today. Don't forget, you want to re-listen to Sean McDermott on demand at WGR550.com. Thanks a lot to Patrick Hammer Weather for Sunday night. Don't forget, go back and listen to Andy Major on with Jeremy and Joe. And you can do that on YouTube, by the way, on the YouTube stream, WGR550 on YouTube. Andy Major talked a lot about the changes, the traffic, the construction going on down at One Bills Drive. So make sure you do that. Thanks a lot to Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Of course, a big part in the sponsors here of Football Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You ready, Josh? You ready for it? Next time we talk, we're going to know if the Bills are 1-0 or 0-1. Be back here on Monday.
I'm ready.
Monday's the reaction show. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be back here at 10 o'clock. We'll have the reaction show. It'll be live, by the way, on the WGR Facebook page as well. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy college football on the weekend. And, of course, Sunday night, all day, right here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.